Welcome to Searching the Scriptures, brought to you by the Church of Christ that meets at Wasilla. We are located at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway, take Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogart Road. We're just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our phone number is 373-5773, and our website is churchofchristwasilla.com. Come and study God's Word with us. We meet at 10 a.m. for Bible study, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for services, and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. Each week, we'll endeavor to help you grow by searching the Scriptures. 2 Peter 3:18 reads, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Please take out your Bibles and search the Scriptures with us this morning.
Good morning, Wasilla and all in our listening area. I'm Sam Carman with the Church of Christ at Wasilla. We're so very glad you decided to join us on Q99.7 FM. I would like to encourage you to get your Bible, sit back, let's search the Scriptures together. We offer free and without obligations Bible correspondence courses, private home Bible studies by request. We have a website, www.churchofchristwasilla.com, where you can listen to these Sunday morning radio programs, Sunday morning and evening sermons, as well as other information about the Church of Christ at Wasilla. The topic of this morning's sermon is self-control. Self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit and is essential for every Christian to learn in order to make it to heaven. Because without self-control, you cannot overcome the works of the flesh. To help us to understand what self-control is, let's begin by looking at several definitions. Webster defines it this way: restraint exercised over one's own impulses. From the Greek Thayer definition, it is this way: the virtue of one who masters his desires and passions, especially his sensual appetites. Finally, McKnight adds that where this virtue subsists, temptation can have little influence. From these definitions, it should be very clear that we must possess this virtue in order to overcome the works of the flesh and make our way to heaven. So this morning, we're going to be examining this topic of self-control and what we need to do in order to obtain it. First of all, the word self-control is only used a few times in the Bible and is not used at all in the King James Version. But the King James Version usually uses the word temperance and carries the same meaning. Let's look at some of these verses. Take your Bible and open them to 2 Peter 1:5-6. 2 Peter 1:5-6. "Yea, for this very cause, adding on your part all diligence, in your faith supply virtue, and in our virtue knowledge, and in our knowledge self-control, and in our self-control patience, and in our patience godliness." 2 Peter 1:5-6. This is American Standard Version I just read from this morning. Here we see Peter is letting us know that self-control is something that we need to be adding to our faith. Next scripture we're going to look at this morning is Galatians 5. Galatians, the 5th chapter, I'll be reading verses 22-23. Galatians 5:22-23. "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law." Galatians 5:22-23. Once again, this is coming from the American Standard Version. "There is no law against these things, with self-control being one of them." Based upon these verses, we can now define biblical self-control as controlling ourselves based upon the perfect will of God. It's a whole lot easier to define self-control than to put it into practice. And now turn over to 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Know ye not that they that run in a race run all, but only one receives the prize? Even so run, that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth in the game exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, as not uncertainly, so fight I, as not beating the air. But I buffet my body, and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27, American Standard Version. Many times Paul alludes to the Christian and Christianity as being a battle that he loves to use the athlete as an example. Notice he says those who are competing for the prize are temperate in all things. This means they are exercising self-control in their life. They are to have discipline themselves every day to go out and practice and put forth their best effort so they can run the race to the best of their abilities. Without exercising self-control, it would be easy for them to sit back, take it easy, and to be unprepared to win their prize. Well, the same thing is true when it comes to Christianity. We must discipline ourselves every day by exercising self-control so that we don't indulge ourselves in sin. We too must put our best foot forward and work daily to add to our faith self-control. And I can promise you this, that it's not an easy task, but it's very important that we have self-control. Now turn over into the Old Testament, Proverbs, the 25th chapter. I'll be reading verse 28, Proverbs 25:28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. This is from the King James Version. In other words, you are defenseless without self-control. Now turn over to a few chapters earlier to Proverbs, the 16th chapter. I'll be reading verse 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Once again, King James Version. Those who do have self-control are more strength than a person who has the power to take over a city. The Bible doesn't just mention self-control, it also shows it in action, and also the results of not having self-control. We're going to look at a few examples this morning. The first example we're going to look at is Joseph. You can read about this in Genesis, the 39th chapter, verses 6 through 13. I'm going to paraphrase this morning for you. Joseph has been sold into bondage by his brothers. He is sold to a man named Potiphar in Egypt and has worked hard under Potiphar and is now the head over his household. Potiphar's wife has cast her eyes upon Joseph and she wants him to lie with her. But Joseph refused and said it is wrong for him to do this because his master has left nothing from him but her. Once again, Potiphar's wife sends all of the other servants away and calls Joseph to her. Joseph comes in to her. She grabs a hold of his clothes, and he pulls out of his clothes and leaves because he said this is wrong. He will not sin against his master Potiphar and God. This is a great example of Joseph exercising self-control. We know that because of Joseph's actions, that he was sent to prison for a while, but because of his endurance and self-control, he became the second greatest man in all of Egypt, next to Pharaoh. Our next example this morning is David and Bathsheba. You can read about this in 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, 1 through 4. Here, David should have been with his troops in the field. But he had stayed in Jerusalem. He went out on his rooftop one evening because he couldn't sleep, and he noticed Bathsheba bathing on her rooftop, and he lusted after her, and he sent one of his servants to her, and they brought her to him, and he laid with her. And because of that, David showed that he did not have self-control by committing adultery, because he knew that she was Uriah the Hittite's wife. This caused him great physical and mental problems. We need to remember this. Our next two examples this morning have to do with control of the tongue. Turn over to Job, the first chapter. Job, the first chapter, verses 13 through 23. And once again, I'm going to paraphrase this for time's sake this morning. Here we see that a servant comes to Job and tells him that his oxen and his donkeys were in the field plowing and feeding, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away and slayed all the servants except for the one servant that escaped to come and report to Job. Now while he was speaking, another servant came and said, "The fire fell down from the heavens and hath burned up the sheep and the servants." And he was the only one escaped, so he could come back and tell this to Job. Then while he was still talking, another servant came and reported that the Chaldeans had made out with three bands and fell upon the camels and had carried them away and slayed all the servants except for the one that came to report. And while he was yet speaking, another servant came and reported that Job's sons and daughters were eating and drinking, and that a great wind came out from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young men, and they are all dead. And the only one that escaped was the servant that came to report to Job. Now Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. And in Job 1, 21 and 22 it says, "And say, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord shall take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job 1, 21 and 22. This came from the King James Version. Even though the devil hit Job hard, Job exercised self-control of his tongue by not cursing God. We know in the end, God blessed Job with more than he had to begin with. Our next example this morning comes from Moses, who for the most part was very good at exercising self-control. That is, until he was provoked by the children of Israel. Turn over to Psalms 106, verse 32. Psalms 106, verse 32. "They angered him also at the water of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake adversely with his lips." Psalms 106, verse 32 and 33, King James Version. Moses was supposed to speak to the rock, but because of his anger, he lost his control and he struck the rock instead of speaking to it. These were some problems of self-control. Next, let's look at Numbers 20, verse 12. Numbers 20, verse 12. "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I gave them." Numbers 20 and verse 12, King James Version. We see here, because Moses lacked self-control, he was not allowed to go into the promised land with the children of Israel. Now that we have examined several examples that show the importance of maintaining self-control in our lives, let us now take a look at a few of the things that we need to exercise in self-control in our own lives. First, we need to exercise self-control over our emotion, like anger. Self-control will keep us from acting upon our anger. For instance, if a person is provoked and is provoking you and getting in your face without self-control, you will probably punch that person in the face. But self-control will make it where you keep your composure and you walk away. You see, there is nothing wrong with becoming angry unless you act in a sinful way because of your anger. Notice what the Bible teaches us about this. Turn over to Ephesians 4:26. Ephesians 4:26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. King James Version. We see here that it's okay to be angry, but we're not to sin because of that anger. Next, turn over to Proverbs 19:11. Proverbs 19:11. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. It is his glory to pass over a transgression. This is American Standard Version. This last verse is saying that you have the understanding, the importance of exercising self-control. You will be slow to anger in the first place. This leads us right into our next point, which we must exercise self-control of our tongue. Turn over now this morning to James 1:19. James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. King James Version. James gives some great advice in many places about having self-control over the tongue. Notice James is basically telling us to prepare ourselves to learn to listen first. Don't jump to conclusions. And after you've had time to process what you've just been told, then take time to respond to what you just wanted to speak about. I would also say this, if you find yourself in a situation where you feel like you're about to lose it, don't continue your conversation and say something that you may regret. Simply walk away and say nothing. While this may seem rude to some people, I can promise you that they will get over your silence a lot faster than what you may say to them in anger. James also says this. Now turn down a few more verses. James 1:26. James 1:26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. King James Version. An uncontrolled tongue can render your religion useless and make it to where you no longer have a positive influence on those around about you. Out of all these things that we need to exercise self-control over, I personally believe that the tongue is the hardest one for every single Christian to have control over. James gives great details about the tongue in James the 3rd chapter. Turn over to James 3. I'll be reading verses 5 through 10. James 3:5-10. So the tongue also is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how much wood is kindled by how small a fire. And the tongue is a fire, the world of iniquity. Among our members is the tongue, which defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the wheel of nature, and is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of creeping things and things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed by mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is a restless evil. It is full of deadly poison. Wherewith bless we the Lord and Father, and therefore curse we men, who are made after the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth cometh forth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. This came from the King James Version. We must also exercise self-control when it comes to the opposite sex. We need to follow after Joseph's example and run as fast as we can away from the situations that would cause us to sin before God. The best way to do this is to avoid being put in this situation and to avoid the temptations, and by not going into the opportunities to commit these sexual sins. Jesus tells us this in Matthew 5, 27 and 28. Matthew 5, 27 and 28. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old times, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. King James Version. These are the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in Matthew 5, 27 and 28. So we must take this to heart. There's also a need for us to exercise self-control when it comes to our physical appetite. This means that we should not overindulge ourselves in those things that are allowable. Turn over to Proverbs 25. Verse 16. Proverbs 25:16. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. King James Version. It is possible to abuse anything, and many people in America have a great temptation of over-abusing the use of food. Just because we have an overabundance of food and it tastes wonderful, we shouldn't eat so much that we get to the point that we puke. This is talking about gluttony. Paul talks about this sin, idle gluttons. We should take everything in moderation, even if it's allowable. Now, we have an example of several things that we need to exercise self-control over in our lives. And now I would like to offer several suggestions on how to exercise self-control. We need to remember that when we are baptized into Christ, that our old man died, and we are now a new creature. And because of this, we can get help from God. Turn over to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. I'll be reading verses 15 and 16. Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. King James Version. If you want help with self-control, pray to God for help, and He will help you. We also need to keep in mind that self-control does not happen overnight. That is why Peter told us that we must continue to add to our faith self-control. This means that we will make mistakes as Christians, but what God wants is for us to continue to work at it every day and get better and to exercise self-control in our life. We need to try to spend our time around those who can influence and encourage us to exercise self-control instead of hanging around those who tempt us to lose it. We hope you've been encouraged this morning to have self-control over your life. We also hope that all of you will join us again next week. If you would like to hear more about the Word of God, please come join us this morning at 2061 North Merciful Circle, just off Bogard. We have a Bible study at 10 a.m., a worship service at 11 a.m. We have an evening worship service at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. If we can help you any way spiritually, please contact us. We'd love to help you get to heaven. Good morning. Have a great day today, and hope to see you in service.
Praise the Lord.
Worlds to His
We hope that you've been encouraged and will continue your study of God's Word. Please join us again as we search the Scriptures so that we may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 2. Please remember that you are cordially invited to come and study God's Word with us at 2061 North Merciful Circle. From the Parks Highway to Seward Meridian, then turn right on Bogard, just past the Boys and Girls Club on the right. Our meeting times are Sunday morning Bible study for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. Our midweek Bible study for all ages is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you have any questions concerning the lesson presented or would like additional study material or a home Bible study, please visit us at churchofchristwasilla.com or contact us by calling 373-5773.